special event today at the Kingston campus. It's the URI Brain Fair. I'm speaking with Tristan Davis. He's assistant director of the Ryan Institute at URI, which is all about neuroscience. Tristan, thanks very much for joining me.
Glad to be on.
Well, tell me about the Brain Fair happening this weekend and, you know, some of the special features that you have going on.
Yeah, so the Brain Fair is part of Brain Week Rhode Island, which is a whole series of outreach and educational events across the state related to brain health and learning more about how the brain works and how you can keep it healthy. This event is down at URI on the Kingston campus. It's Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's a big event. The last couple of years, we've had upwards of 500 or 600 people come out for the event. We work really hard to make it family-friendly. It's free, and you can park nearby. We have a lot of different activities as part of the fair. We have about 30 different people who do research at the university or are part of community organizations who will have stations to check out as part of the Brain Fair. So you can do crafts, you can learn things, you can see, for instance, how putting on prism goggles makes a difference in the coordination between your hand and your arm when you're throwing something. We also have several activities related to brain health. We have a sort of simulation where you can learn what it's like to experience some of the symptoms of dementia, which is something that people really have to struggle with if they've got some kinds of disease. And then one of the big highlights is the Brain Circus, which happens at noon, and that's just a fun event with juggling and a little bit of learning, kind of sneaking in there amid the jokes and the fooling around.
I'm sure. And in fact, forgive me when I ask, it's not just for brainiacs, right?
No, in fact, it's really not meant for that at all. We really try very hard to make everything easy to understand and accessible. You know, these are the people behind the tables may be brainiacs, but they know how to explain things in ways that are fun and interesting and really connect so that you can you start to understand a little bit more about the amazing things your brain does, even when you're not paying attention. It's a remarkable part of your body, and it's really great to have this chance to help people pick up some of the excitement we have about doing research on the brain and learning more about how it works.
Again, this is today from 10 to 2 at both Avedisian Hall and next door at the Center for Biotechnology and Life Sciences.
Right, we call it CBLS for short.
Uh-huh.
So those are two of the newer large science buildings at the north end of the Kingston campus. And this being spring break, the parking is open and easy. We'll have a lot of signs up, the yellow signs people should look for as they come on the campus to point them toward parking. It'll be great. They'll be spread out into two buildings, partly because we've grown so much since the first year. But there'll be plenty to do in each building. We hope people will start in Avedisian Hall, which is where the College of Pharmacy is, and check in with us to get a registration and a program, and then look through all the different things that are set up to try out.
And given that this is, it's called the Brain Fair, this is it would seem to be a natural to tie in with the George and Ann Ryan Institute for Neuroscience.
It is. One of the things that we're all about at the Ryan Institute is that education and outreach component. For us, the Ryan Institute itself is focused on research and developing new treatments for neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so on. But an important part of that work is making sure that the people in the community understand how important it is that when the time comes for clinical trials and the like, that they're willing to step up and participate in those. The other messages that we try very hard to get out are preventive messages. What can you do now to help keep your brain healthy? And the mantra that we try to really drill into people is that if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. So it comes down to those things that you always hear. It's good exercise, it's sleep, it's having an active social life, and it's making sure you have a healthy diet.
Sounds good. Well, we'll encourage everyone to put their thinking caps on and get over to URI's Kingston campus, 10 to 2 today, and the best thing about it is it's free, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to see everyone there.
Tristan, thanks so much. Tristan Davis, Assistant Director of the Ryan Institute. Good luck.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You know, Dicom Sports presents